Matthews fighting off a defender and pulls it in for a touchdown.
Way before Bronco Mendenhall secured his 99th win in Logan, there was a news conference. Mendenhall's first time meeting the media as head coach of the Cougars was different. The 38-year-old quoted from the Book of Mormon.
I believe it was Captain Moroni and the title of Liberty.
Former Cougar and NFL quarterback John Beck was listening to every word from his new coach.
He was going to have BYU stand for something and that people would want to come to BYU.
And I attempt to be worthy of my hire.
Mendenhall said he felt overwhelmed when he reflected back on that day.
It was surreal. And I remember going back to my office, my new office after that, just wondering what did I just do? What did I just say? How did it come across? And how will it work? I had a lot of questions.
Fans questioned his priority list, putting football fifth, and the players discovered pain was part of his plan.
Mendenhall demanded, you know, maximum effort from everyone.
Nate Mickle was a former walk-on player and is KSL's current football sideline reporter.
And they just try to break us. I mean, they would try to put us through the most grueling workout they could think of.
Mendenhall's emphasis on fully investing in fanatical effort seemed to pay off in year two.
Harleen makes the catch at the 15, the 10, the 5, the touchdown!
The Cougars won 10 games and beat Oregon in the Las Vegas Bowl for their first bowl victory since the 1997 Cotton Bowl. Now Mendenhall's going for win number 100 in the same bowl game. But when Beck and Mickle reflect back on Broncos' legacy, it's never about wins and losses.
I think if you talk to the players that have come through their program, the fact that there was more to football, you know, that's going to matter to them.
I actually choked up a little bit thinking about everything that he'd done for me and the role he played in my life.
That concludes that Mendenhall lived up to his axiom that players would flock to BYU, even though the Cougars have missed out on some high-profile LDS recruits.
Now you have athletes that maybe aren't even LDS that look at the achievements that BYU has made over the last 10 years and said, you know what, this place stacks up with the best of
it. It is Kapagali!
Only BYU's biggest rival stands in the way of Mendenhall cementing his legacy. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.